on and thank you for joining me for If Walls Could Talk. I'm Jill Bloom, group publisher of Walls and Ceilings, and always honored to welcome our legal expert, Trent Cotney, partner with Adams and Reese. Trent, thank you so much for joining me.
Jill, it's great to be here.
So, you know, one thing that's been big in the news I've seen over the last couple of weeks, Trent, is this train derailment in Ohio. And when you look at not just that in East Palestine, but it seems like there's been other trains that have derailed throughout the country for different reasons. And I don't know if it's one of those things where it's like you don't realize if when you're looking at a new car, you don't realize how many of those cars are out there until you actually have that car. Or now there's just this big train derailment. Now you don't realize how many train derailments are happening until you see that, you know, all of a sudden everyone's paying attention or it's out there in the news. But, you know, when it comes to safety and it comes to how do you protect your workers, there's a lot going on there. There's a lot to unpack. It's not just about Ohio. There's things happening everywhere. How do you help train your people or prepare them for a safety situation, something like this, especially when you're talking about chemicals?
Yeah, and it's, you know, you raise a real interesting point, Jill, because, you know, railroad safety is very robust. There are, you know, more rules for railroad safety than there probably are for, you know, fall protection and construction. So there exists a wide body of rules and regulations that, you know, have been around for quite some time. I do think that we're seeing some systemic problems with our transportation system. You know, I think some of it is outdated rails and outdated equipment that's being used. Some of it could be lack of training. But, you know, one time is an aberration. You start seeing derailment after derailment. It's a big issue. What concerns me the most with, you know, the East Palestine derailment is the chemicals in there are absolutely horrible. You know, I didn't really know the extent of everything until I went online and looked at all the different chemicals that were in there. I mean, you're talking about everything from, you know, benzene to you name it. They're all cancerous causing type chemicals or the vast majority of them are. So what workers need to understand is immediately there's PPE requirements for hazardous. All of this is falls within hazardous waste, hazardous chemicals. You know, there's enhanced PPE, which includes things like respirators, things of that nature. Be very, very careful about how you dispose of stuff, how you touch it. The other thing that causes me a lot of concern is the general public and the impact on waterways. One of the biggest issues that we've seen in the past with environmental issues is not just the immediate impact, but the spread of those chemicals throughout the air, through the water, and it's going to impact just a huge radius. I mean, Jill, you and I were talking, what's the radius they're talking about that it's going to affect?
Well, it was a 200-mile radius originally, but that's just for air. But when you look at downstream from the rivers that are impacted, it goes all the way down to the Gulf.
Yeah, absolutely.
It also continues west across Ohio.
Yeah, and what's interesting is some of these chemicals are used in construction. You know, one of them, vinyl chloride, that's used to create PVC. So some of these materials probably did or would have ended up in, you know, construction-type materials. Don't think that this derailment will have a huge impact one way or the other on output, but from an environmental standpoint, it's a disaster. And I think, you know, the fact that they had to do a controlled burn, releasing a lot of that in the air, shows how concerned they were with regard to the migration, both in the ground and groundwater. So very, you know, devastating. I don't think there's enough news on it right now. It is a big, big deal. And this should be a wake-up call. You know, I don't know all the ins and outs of why it happened, but I certainly would want to look at everything from, you know, our current infrastructure to the training to whatever, because you can't have stuff like this happen. You know, it is, you know, you and I were talking, it reminds me of, you know, I remember, you know, at home watching the news when Three Mile Island happened, and it's the same kind of thing. You know, you see this disaster kind of take place and all you can do is watch it. So I anticipate you're going to see a lot more regulation come out after this accident.
Oh, I hope, right? It looks so frightening for sure. And so where do contractors go if they need to get the correct PPE, or where can they check to make sure that they have the correct PPE?
Sure. I always go to, I start at OSHA.gov, right? OSHA.gov is a great resource. It's OSHA's main website. And on that website, there are a lot of guidelines that are written in plain English, but you can also find the actual Code of Federal Regulations that go through the, you know, various equipment that you would need, everything from respirators to the correct gloves to whatever it might be. So that's a great resource. There's also a tremendous amount of resources on, you know, organizations and associations. NRCA does a tremendous job in updating everyone on the latest and greatest when it comes to OSHA. So I encourage everybody to go there or go to other associations that might have similar type information.
Sounds great, Trent. Well, thank you so much for that insight. And if anybody has any questions for you, how can they reach you?
Sure. They can always reach out to me, trent.cotney@arlaw.com.
Sounds great. And if anybody has any questions for us, it's roofingcontractor.com, wconline.com, or buildingenclosureonline.com. And while you're there, make sure you sign up for all our free e-newsletters, our website, our e-magazines, so you can always stay up to date on all the important legal information that we talk to Trent about all the time here. So, but most importantly, goodness, stay safe and healthy. And we can't wait to talk to you soon. Thanks again, Trent.
Thank you.